we can use my laptop to start recording and carry on from where it was we are. I'll turn this around.
Okay, you want this?
That's not going to help us anymore because it's not.
What?
That's not going to help us because it's that only works with this guy and we're good with that guy. So we can take that back. And I'll just say that we're continuing our oral history session with Professor Standing using the recorder that's on my laptop because the battery charger for the recorder that I was using before died. So we'll have to figure that out after the fact. But at any rate, I believe we were talking about the time of flight mass spec development and how it got it did come back from the ashes and become a much more powerful tool and is probably the major instrument that's in use today in so many laboratories.
Our contact was just about entire, our original contact at least was just about entirely with Ron McFarland.
You might have to speak a little louder because you're picking up the microphone over here. You can see the little green thing gives you an idea of the volume that's going.
All right. Well, I'll shout a bit.
There you go.
Our original contact, I think, was with Ron McFarland. We went on from there.
Were you aware of the work that Bob Cotter was doing?
He from this point of view, he was a little bit delayed. He came along a little bit later. And we weren't really aware of the stuff that he did until later on.
And were there any other people that you were aware of doing time of flight work besides you?
Well, there were the people in Orsay.
Okay.
That had done this correlated business. That, in fact, encouraged me to spend a year at Orsay in 84, 85, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So there were those people, and there were various other people that appeared at this conference in 1980 in Europe. The interesting thing about the conference in 1980 was that none of them were professional mass spectrometrists. They were all imports from other fields.
Oh, okay.
I don't know exactly what Yvonne's background was, but he and Serge Della Negra had this low energy machine.
Low energy
nuclear machine. They were interested in mechanisms primarily.
So this is a conference of people who were doing time of flight, but weren't really from the field.
I think so. It was most of the original people in time of flight had come into it from other areas.
Now, before we lost our recording earlier, we were talking about your most important publications. And you talked about the collisional damping as one.
Yes.
Were there other?
Well, I think the obviously the original publication we had with the Time of Flight machine was setting some sort of standard.
Mm-hmm.
That was way back in '81.
Ah, okay.
That was publication of our first machine.
Mm-hmm. So, any other possible ones that you can think of off the top that got a lot of press?
Well, I think the general idea of coupling liquid chromatography to time of flight machine was a contribution.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly weren't alone in that, but we did quite a bit of that.
Okay. Well, without my friend here, I guess, unless you have any things to talk about that I haven't discussed or covered, I think we might be close to wrapping things up. We've talked about your relationship to Beavis and Ron Beavis and Brian Chait, both of which went to Rockefeller.
Yes.
After they spent some time here. Now, Beavis, did he come as a graduate student or was he a postdoc?
He came as a graduate student originally. And he received his PhD with me. Yeah.
Okay. So he's got a physics degree.
He has a physics degree.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right. And then he moved on and finally ended up, he's mainly concerned with analyzing data.
Okay. The big, data crunch business, trying to.
That's right.
Understand what's going on there. Let's see. I'm just looking at some of your co-authors here. A guy by the name of Spicer.
Yeah, Rick Spicer is our longtime analyzer.
Okay.
Yeah, he is our computer expert, and if we have questions about what to do with the computer or how to do it, mm-hmm. we ask Vic.
There's a name here, Hélène Perrault?
Hélène Perrault,
yes,
is in chemistry.
Ah.
So she's a real mass spectrometrist. I'm not sure. She certainly was in Boston for a while with Kathy Costello.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if she came directly from that lab or some more indirect way.
What about John Wilkins?
John Wilkins is the head of mass spectrometry at the health sciences.
Ah, okay.
So he has a lab up there, and he employs Igor Krochin, for example.
Okay.
He's a fundamental guy who gets the money for him.
So do you have a good relationship, I guess, with the Health Sciences Center?
Yeah, it's somewhat flexible, you say. Oleg, of course, Krochin, works half-time up there. He's our liaison man. But our relations with John Wilkins are certainly very pleasant, but we don't have any actual collaborations going on with them.
And the university tolerates you these days?
They tolerate me. They haven't tried to kick me out of my office yet.
That will come.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, as you can see, I have mental problems. I have a very great difficulty in remembering things.
Uh-huh.
I can usually remember if I'm given enough time, but not immediately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, your memory looks pretty good to me.
Well, at age 89, coming on 90, I guess I'm not too bad.
So, yeah, you were born in what month?
In 25.
Yeah, the month was?
April.
April. So April's, we're not too far away, about halfway there.
I'm halfway between 89 and 90. Yeah. My mentor at Princeton died when he was in his 100th year.
Oh, so why?
That's, I guess, advantageous.
Uh-huh. I still can't think of the name of that fellow that was at Princeton at the time that he might have been there at the same time you were, but he probably was there before you because he probably got there at a 30, he late 30.
He was there before me because I know what you're thinking of. Luke, no. He had a big machine.
Mm-hmm. They had a fairly...
Blakeney.
Yes, Blakeney, yes, that's the name, yeah.
Yeah, he was earlier on, and by the time I arrived in Princeton, he was doing shockwaves.
Ah, okay, but that's the same person you're thinking about.
He had done more conventional mass spectrometry before, yeah.
Okay, well, unless you have any comments, words to the wise that you want to give, this would be the end of this part of the interview, and then.
All right. Well, you gather together your stuff, and we can take it off to the Holiday Inn, and then we'll pick you up.
Okay.
The reservation at the restaurant is for 7.
Very good.
So, sometime before that, Harry Duckworth is picking me up, and